Yeah, Zach.
Hey, John, how are you?
What's up?
What's that?
So what's going on?
You texted me. I got your message to say to call you.
The other way around, you called me the other day and whatever, and then you called me.
Okay. Well, how you doing?
I'm not doing well.
What was that?
I have a lot of issues, okay, with my health, and it's not getting any better.
So what are you gonna do about it?
I'm gonna kill my fucking self, Zach, and be a rich man when I go to heaven and be a happy man. That's what I'm gonna fucking do about it, because I'm tired of depending on people for fucking rides to get food, or rides to go somewhere, or can't clean myself. That's what I'm gonna do about it, or depend on strangers and people to help me. So, you called. What you called me the other day. What was up? You just checking in.
Yeah, I'm checking in, seeing, if you're wanting to go in the right direction. It's really just a
Sure, Zach. Let me sign the contract and move and let you find a place and get all your little people to try to help me while I'm working on other issues like my health and everything else.
Well, I mean, you say you're working on your health, but what does that look like?
But I'm not working on my house. I'm trying to work on fucking me and my health, okay? Fuck this house.
If you want to be done with it, let me help you be done with it.
Where am I going to be done at? I don't know. We'll pick an imaginary place, won't you? Yeah. That adds more to my stress levels and my bipolarity for not knowing where the fuck I'm going.
Well,
Then I have to worry about getting entrusting somebody and then signing papers and getting new place to live and how much it's going to cost and changing addresses and signing legal documents. Yeah.
is that something that you're worried about? I mean,
No, Jack, I'm not worried about nothing, man. I'm not worried about being homeless or worrying about getting in something I don't know anything about or not having lawyers or nobody but helping me. Of course, I'm fucking worried about it. Yeah.
well, that's that's what I'm offering you is,
You're offering me a place that I don't know where I'm going or how I'm getting there, and while I'm in the meantime, I got to worry about other things. I've had other people blow smoke up my ass with the same bullshit, and then when it came time to be there, they weren't there.
It's not smoke.
Yeah.
What
I'm listening.
what makes you so sure that, I don't
That
know.
you're different than all the rest of these cats. Exactly. I'm listening.
Yeah, what makes you so sure that you know exactly how I run my business?
I don't.
You sound like you know.
I sound like what I've gone through already.
Well, I mean, if we were to allow the past to, continue our future, I mean, it really wouldn't have one. Mean, just because, Jack and Jill, they might tell a lie, that doesn't mean, someone else won't.
I don't have any driver's license. My health is shot. I don't shower. I don't shave. I got scabs all over me. My thyroid's acting up. I'm stressed the fuck out. I don't eat. I don't worry about it. And I'm worrying about some imaginary person that I've never laid eyes on is going to be my fucking Prince Charming and save things for me. No, I backed myself into a lovely fucking corner to where I can blow up my money and my assets and be taken out some more. No. Yeah. I'm
I
about
think
ready to go to the fucking hospital and never come out and get checked into a crazy hospital and never come out from all the fucking stress. I'm a 62-year-old disabled man that needs to be in a government housing to where I don't have to worry about fucking all the fucking bullshit. who's wasted 3 college degrees, and it doesn't fucking matter because my life's unmanageable. So, or dependent on somebody.
Well, I mean, you know, everybody has their demons.
The what? Oh, now you're talking about demons.
Yeah.
The demon is, I'm fucked. Oh, you're offering me a way out. Sure.
What's hard to believe about that?
Sure, Zach. Because you're trying to buy a house sight unseen for a higher price than anybody else.
I've seen the house.
Huh?
I know the area. I've seen the house. What?
You seen it?
Yeah, I've seen the house. You got the brick one to the left of you, the end of the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, and the one across the street selling for $250,000 on the market Sunday, to 10 days ago. And one beside is 217. Just put the sign up today, and you can fix yours up, this one up, and sell it for about $250.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Still need a lot of work.
Yeah, you want to do the foundation work and everything else, huh?
I'm not worried about the work. I'm more concerned with you. I mean, I can only help you if you allow me to. And you
sure,
know.
Zach. Bring me the motherfucking contract, and I'll sign the bitch, and fuck it, okay? I'm sick of this fucking shit. I'm sick of you all being all calm and cool and collected. I don't trust no fucking body because I've been fucked over enough. You see, y'all know the area. Oh, yeah. Sure. Then I'll sign it, and then, like, oh, guess what? You just got fucking whatever. Yeah, I'd be here in a great position.
I mean, I'll send you the paperwork if you want to do it.
I'm sure. And then once we sign it, then everything's going to all get better, isn't it? All these people are going to come up and say, hey, we found you a nice place. Oh, but it's contingent on, and in the meantime, I got to make the payments and worry about getting food stamps and worry about fucking getting free air conditioning and worry about did this paper get filed and all this other shit that I don't know how to do. Yeah, because if that's your game, you know how to do it. Guess what? I don't have anybody helping me. I have to depend on another son of a bitch to help me that I don't fucking know. But I shouldn't get upset. No, not at all.
I think everybody's entitled to, you know, however they want to feel. That's not what I'm saying, John.
Yeah, well. Yeah, you called me the other day out of the blue. I was at the fucking doctor's office getting stressed out some more about some bullshit. That was last Thursday, a week ago today.
How many people call you, John?
What's that got to do with anything?
I mean, is it so bad that I'm calling you anyway? Do you really think that I need this house that much to call you?
No, you don't need it because you're in a great position in life and that or whatever. No, you don't need it. I'm the one desperate, not you.
So why do I keep calling?
I don't know. Why do you? Because you're a nice guy that wants to help me get out of a bad situation.
Why can't that be good enough?
Yeah, well, then I got to worry about everything else, some paperwork. And everything. Then once I sign the papers, we don't know where I'm going. No, that's not stressful. First of all, a movie's not stressful anyway. No.
It's not.
The fuck it's not.
Well, you can make anything as stressful or as little stressful as you want.
No, I can just say, you know what? This is what I need, sure. And I'm going to move into a place, Pants, that I have to agree to $600, $700 more a month.
Well,
these other great offers.
You have to downsize as far as, you know, what you need.
Yeah, I don't need nothing. All I need is to fly. I don't even have clothes on my back or fucking shoes on my feet or socks that fucking fit. And the house is fucking trash. Yeah, of course. Now I need to downsize. I don't have beds or whatever. I'll get a place for $700 a month. Can't fucking see. Fucking health is gone. It don't matter. I'll be dead in fucking 2 years anyway, so who cares?
There's multiple ways to look at it. And, you know, I want to help you, man. I do. And I, you know, I've laid it up. You say the same thing every time. I don't know where I'm going. Well, I know that. Until, you know, we put, you know, our arrangement in writing, you know, we could talk about, you know, Mars for all I care, but it doesn't mean anything unless, you know, we put it to paper. And if we're going to help you move, you know, I need to make sure that I'm good and we're on board. I mean, yeah. Nobody works for free.
No. Exactly. And I don't have a budget to compete with people like you that got money, backing, power, and friends.
We're not trying to compete, though.
Well, yeah. You buy the property, you secure it, it's yours. And then you can get your little agent and you can make everybody makes their money. And where am I at in this picture? Holding on to a couple of fucking memories and some fucking clothes and hoping that, hey, it worked out for me. Wonder why I can't make decisions.
You can make them, you're not.
No, I just don't follow through because I'm in a fucked up situation. Because if it was in a nice house and fixed up, then I can make real good decisions and I can make smart decisions and not depend on people that I don't know. Let me catch this ride to the grocery store. Maybe if I can get lucky.
All right, John.